It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
You ever wondered why we have higher sports salaries every week and franchise values too? Let's explain. It happened again this week. The National Football League's Los Angeles Chargers, winner of zero Super Bowls, announced that their quarterback, Justin Herbert, has signed, at least for today, the richest deal in NFL history. The quarterback has a new five-year contract worth $262.5 million. The Cincinnati Bengals and former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow may become the next player to sign a new record NFL contract soon. At least Joe Burrow's Bengals have made it to a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they've become one of the AFC's top contenders after his arrival in Cincinnati. In the National Basketball Association, the Boston Celtics announced this week that high-scoring but turnover-prone guard Jaylen Brown signed a gigantic contract extension. And just like Justin Herbert of the NFL, Jaylen Brown's new deal made him the NBA's highest-paid player, at least for today. Jaylen Brown's new five-year deal is worth, are you ready? $304 million. Yes, that's more than $60 million per year on average for the second-best player on the Boston Celtics. Yes, I said the Boston Celtics' Jaylen Brown is not even the best player on his own team. If you and I were dividing up Celtics players for a pickup game, Boston's forward Jason Tatum would most likely be the first basketball player that most of us would select. So the big question, why are these professional athletes being paid so much money? Easy, because it's you, the sports fan, who are going to continue to pay for it for years to come. Today is my solemn duty to dust off a few of my old lessons from the SwampSwamiSports.com School of Professional Sports Team Ownership. Here we go. For a few minutes, pretend like you just won the lottery and have come in possession of $10 billion, net of taxes, of course. With such a windfall, your dream has been to buy one of your favorite professional sports franchises. And at least for today, $10 billion seems to be enough that you could do that. So why would anyone want to own a professional sports franchise? Well, there are many reasons. Some sports owners simply enjoy the limelight and the glamour associated with being one of the relatively few people who owns a nationally known sports franchise. Someone like Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones or former New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner come to mind. Other sports owners enjoy the civic pride associated with being in charge of a beloved local sports franchise. The Rooney family in Pittsburgh, owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, comes to mind. However, the majority of owners in America's professional sports franchises are simply looking for a better-than-average return on their investment. And based on the past few decades, they are doing much, much better than the rest of us. Let's take the case of former basketball star Michael Jordan. In 2010, for a then expensive price of $275 million, former basketball star Michael Jordan bought the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. And just 13 years later, Jordan has sold the team in the last week for a nifty $3 billion. Again, bought it at $275 million, sell it for $3 billion. According to an online calculator, Michael Jordan just earned a whopping 20.2% annual return on his investment in the Charlotte Hornets basketball team, which, by the way, has been one of the worst teams in the NBA during his ownership period. Now, if MJ had simply invested his $275 million in the stock market for that same 13-year period from 2010 to 2023, his investment would have grown about 10% annually and be worth about $1.4 billion today. Now that is why the billionaire class loves to own a professional sports team. So how is that sales price of the franchise determined, you might ask? Well, trying to value a professional sports franchise can involve some rather sophisticated methods. However, many business valuations can be estimated utilizing a multiple of the annual revenues that are generated by the entity. For example, a regional natural gas pipeline, which I worked for several decades ago, was sold for a multiple of about 6 times the company's annual revenue. A service-oriented business, such as your corner hardware store, might be sold for a much lower multiple, let's say like 1 to 2 times the company's annual revenue. Well, based on the recent sale of the Charlotte Hornets, the current going rate for an NBA franchise appears to be somewhere between 10 to 20 times the team's annual revenue. For the remainder of the story, we're going to utilize the NBA as our target for buying a professional sports franchise. The same principles apply if you were in the market for a franchise in the NFL, Major League Baseball, or even the National Hockey League. So what about team revenue sharing, and how does that affect the value of your franchise? The NBA, along with the NFL and Major League Baseball, utilizes a form of revenue sharing. Now, each of the 30 NBA teams places half, 50%, of their team's annual revenues into a big pool of money. Now, that total value is used to determine the annual player salary caps for every team in the 30-team NBA. In recent years, the NBA players have been paid about 55% of total team revenues, and each team receives their fair share equally of the money, and they decide how much money they want to pay to any individual player. So in addition to the lucrative network television contracts, your professional sports team's revenue usually comes from local ticket sales and concessions, merchandising both in the stadium and at retail stores, parking, and the local TV and radio broadcast rights for the team. The largest market teams like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are able to charge more for their tickets and their merchandise and their local TV and radio advertising based on the size of the market. But franchises located in the smaller markets like New Orleans or Memphis or Oklahoma City in the NBA typically have lower than average revenues. For purposes of determining the annual salary cap for each NBA team, the larger market teams are effectively subsidizing the smaller market franchises. The size of the local market also makes a significant difference when you're trying to determine the current value of the professional sports franchise there. The Charlotte, North Carolina market that Michael Jordan owned with the NBA's Hornets is ranked number 24 in the United States, with about 2.5 million people living around the area. The New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets are in the largest U.S. metropolitan area in New York City and share a potential fan base of 19 million people. Quite a difference. That means that the recent $3 billion price tag for the Charlotte Hornets of the NBA is roughly half of what either of the two other New York City teams would fetch in today's market based on each team's current annual revenues. So why does the value of the Major League sports franchises keep going up? Well, that's easy. As the limited number of teams in any pro sports league artificially bid up the price for their free agent players, then each of those teams' expenses continues to rise. And in order to cover those increased expenses, guess what? Your sports team is going to raise the ticket prices, increase the cost of advertising for those watching at home or listening on the radio, and pass along the increased prices for concessions, parking, and merchandise too. And as you've already figured out, the increased cost of paying the players more money is passed along to you active ticket buyers and the passive home consumers also. Take a look at your local cable television bill. I bet you're going to find your local provider is adding some type of sports fee to your monthly bill, whether you watch regional sports teams in your area or not. In the NBA, player salaries have been on the rise significantly, though that is not the fault of the players for bidding up those prices. Each of the NBA team carries up to 15 players on the active roster. Back in 1990, the average NBA team paid almost $12 million to salaries for the entire 15-player team. In 2000, that had gone up to $36 million every year. In 2010, $58 million. In 2020, $109 million, and last year in 2022, almost $124 million every year to those 15 players. Again, 1990, $12 million, 2022, $124 million every year is paid to the players. Now, the team's revenue has got to grow to cover that higher cost of player salaries, right? And that means the level of cash required to operate the business has got to increase too. So what we're getting to here is the increasing team revenue serves as the baseline to justify the significantly higher price for the franchise whenever that owner wants to sell the team, like Michael Jordan just did. The limited group of team owners is more than willing to bid up the player salaries every year as long as you and I are willing to pay the cost. And this serves to raise the underlying value of team franchises once someone has the opportunity to sell. So why don't franchise owners simply stop bidding up those player salaries? Well, this is supply and demand 101. As long as we, the fans of professional sports franchises, continue to absorb the higher costs for tickets, concessions, and merchandise, or if you're at home willing to sit through more and more television commercials, the trend is going to continue. And at some point, eventually, we hope, the market is going to oversaturate. In-stadium attendance and home television viewership levels will eventually start to level off and drop. Then the NBA team owners are going to say something like this. Our fans are not willing to pay $100 per ticket anymore. The national TV ratings are down and our next TV contract's going to be lower value. Local television and radio ratings are falling. Team advertising revenue and merchandise sales are down. Sorry, players. But we're tapped out. That's going to finally trigger a legitimate crisis. With fewer dollars going into the NBA revenue pot, the player salaries are finally going to fall too. And the market value of that professional sports franchise is, at long last, going to start to drop as well. However, don't count on that happening anytime soon. For those of us who had money in the stock market, we saw corrections back in 1999 and 2000, 2008 and 2009, and recently during the COVID panic of 2020. And hopefully, the more motivated investors are keeping a better eye on their money after these significant market pullbacks. But the owners of major professional sports franchises have been immune to such corrections in the recent decades. And that's why your billionaire class has continued to bid up the price for a piece of that action. There are a finite, limited number of major league sports teams in America, and with the ability to deliver a male-dominated audience in their primary spending years, like ages 25 to 50, there has been significant competition from both the traditional broadcasters on TV and more recently online providers such as Amazon. Advertisers desperately want to reach that coveted male demographic known for its high level of spending on certain products and services. As the baby boom generation of mine fades away, so does its appetite to purchase many of those consumer products and services. And today's younger generation seems a little less likely to invest the same amount of time watching major sports like Dad's generation did. And that's going to be bad news for sports franchise owners sometime soon. Now, international markets have become a new frontier for sports franchises to tap additional sources of revenue. The NBA and China have quietly become very cozy in recent years, but that romance seems fragile and delicate at times too. Perhaps Michael Jordan still has exceptional court awareness and he believes that the top of the market is coming soon for professional sports franchises. By cashing out of his investment in the Charlotte Hornets of the NBA recently, MJ is willing to take his nifty 20% annual average return and head to the investment sidelines. Does this mean that the greatest player in NBA history might just be one of its smartest investors too? Perhaps, but time will tell. I'm Swamp Swami.